down with my fortune. Spending it is my prerogative. Giving it away should be my choice too, but I'm being hounded. Why should I care who gets the money? I've done everything imaginable with it. As I sit here in my wheelchair, alone and waiting, I cannot think of a single thing I want to buy or see or a single place I want to
bench next to the captain. The sun was beginning to fall behind the distant mountains of Bolivia, and the clouds were forming
really of very high intensity. Hood, 1950-1972, has distinguished between auditory adaptation and auditory fatigue. The essential feature of fatigue is that it results from the application of a stimulus which is usually considerably in excess
to go, or another adventure I want to pursue. I've done it all and I'm very tired. I don't care who gets the money, but I do care very much who
of him weren't sure what to make of it. But it was serious and unexpected. Another layer of tension settled around the tables. The courtroom grew even quieter.
Does not get it. Every square foot of this building was designed by me, and so I know exactly where to
place. Coming to the north, directly in front of them. The air was light and much cooler. Chevy found his t-shirt and put it on. Nate feared another storm, but the river wasn't wide. Surely they could land.
Place everyone for this little ceremony. They're all here, waiting and waiting, though they don't mind. They'd stand naked and obliterated for what I'm about to do. The first family is Lillian and her brood. Four of my offspring.
Who prepared his last will and testament? Wycliffe asked, like a bad actor reading the script. Mr. Phelan himself. It wasn't so. They had seen the old man sit at the table.
But that required to sustain a normal physiological response of the receptor, and it is measured after the stimulus has been removed. Hood, 1972. For example, a subject's absolute threshold at a particular